Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here, because it's time for some fun Disney talk to kick off the weekend. We're going to do a little if this, then that. It's an app that used to be very popular on the mobile devices. It helps you schedule things and get things done. And we're going to be talking about if this, then that when it comes to Walt Disney World restaurants. If you can't get a particular ADR someplace you want to eat, we're going to come up with strategies and ideas for restaurants that are similar that just might fit the bill just as well. Stand by for that. First, a quick word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. Let me just tell you, lots going on with the Magic for Less lately. We've got some new discounts down at Walt Disney World for early 2019. You have play, stay, and dine, where you can save money on all three components of your Disney vacation. There's also some great room offers out there as well with Give the Gift of Magic. It's just a great time to plan that early 2019 vacation. So drop by themagicforless.com today. Check out all the information, see all the specials. And while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form. And let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Again, they're over at themagicforless.com. Huge shout out to everybody who continues to support the Be Our Guest podcast with our Amazon affiliate link. It's over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. It really does help support the show. It's the easiest way possible to support our podcast. You know, we don't do Patreon. We don't do anything like that. This really helps drive some of the costs for our hosting and bandwidth. And it's very simple. You're going to shop on Amazon anyway. Just click through beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. We sure appreciate that.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1,393 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. Welcome to your weekend. I know it's October and it's a busy time of the year. So don't forget, you can always take the Be Our Guest podcast with you wherever you go. It's easy to listen to. Of course, if you want to listen at home, you can use your smart speakers. You can just yell, hey, Yoo-hoo, play the Be Our Guest podcast on TuneIn. And boom, all of a sudden we're talking. You know who I'm saying. I got one like 2 feet away. I don't want to have a conversation with her right now. But there's lots of ways you can talk to the smart speakers. But hey, take us on the road. Like, I'm going to Tuscaloosa. I'm on my way to Alabama, folks. So if you're headed down to Bryant-Denny Stadium this weekend, I know it holds like half the state of Alabama for the Mizzou, Alabama. You know what? I'm going to be there for the greatest upset in college football history when Mizzou takes down Alabama on a Saturday night at Bryant-Denny. I've got my Missouri flag I've already purchased down in St. Charles at the old tourism store. Yeah. I got that. I've already told Pam, if in the fourth quarter, for some reason, Mizzou has a lead, it's not going to happen. And my seats are like way high. I mean, but I'd have to kind of like jump like 150 feet. But if we have the lead at the end of the game, I will be arrested because I'll be out on that A doing like snow angels, you know, in my Mizzou jersey. So just watch for me on the news Saturday night. It's not going to happen. We're going to lose 78-2. It's going to be ugly. But anyway,
I may be doing the podcast by myself next week.
Monday comes quick.
Send your listener questions to me.
I'll be sitting in the Tuscaloosa County Jail or City Jail. But anyway, it ain't going to happen. So don't worry. I'll be here on Monday. I promise you. But if you're at the game, send me a shout out on social media and we'll say hi. So anyway, let's get to today's topic. We're talking if this, then that, Walt Disney World restaurant style. To do that, Ricky is joining me from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Mouse for Less Roll Tide, MIZ. What's going on, Ricky?
Well, hopefully I'm not getting arrested this weekend. So
I'm just saying, if it happens, we heard it here.
Well, they stopped filming live PD in my county, so I can rest a little bit easier now.
I know, because we used to watch it in Mallory would come in and be like, have you seen Ricky yet? I'm like, no, she needs to get a shirt on and get out there and speed.
So yeah, they stopped filming my county, so I feel a lot better right now. But
you don't have to worry about not having a license or not having a registered car, which apparently 95% of the America does.
I guess. Yeah. Nobody has a license and nobody has a registration. I thought it was
cool to drive. So
they did. And Brian will be wearing a shirt. So
that's true. I love Live PD. All right. Also joining us, she is getting ready to hit the road today for an epic adventure. Pam Forrester from the Magic for Less Travel. Actually, just from Disney destinations over the next 2 weeks. What's up, Pam? How's it going?
I know, right? I'm staying in all three Disneyland hotels and also Aulani over the next couple weeks. So we're doing it right, I guess. I'm living my best life, as the kids say. So anyways, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm, looking forward to getting out to Disneyland again. I don't get to go there quite as often as I do Walt Disney World. So it's always good to go back to the original park and see how it all happens. So
Ulu welcomes you. He's very excited to see you. So in Hawaii. Yes. You have to be watching to be able to see Ulu waves hello. So
Ulu's the Aulani mascot or something, I'm guessing.
He is the Duffy of Aulani. Huh. So, and a big thank you to Florence for getting me Ulu, because I wanted him because he was adorable. And I don't really collect the Duffy stuff, but who couldn't resist a cute little turtle?
He's pretty cute.
He's adorable.
Yeah, he is. I like him.
So, I'm looking forward to seeing some Menahuni. So,
Yes.
Okay, so real quick, Pam, how can people, because I know you're going to be on vacation, just kind of having fun with, extended family and so forth, but, I'm sure you'll be posting some stuff on social media, so if people want to kind of follow the adventure, where can they do that?
So on Facebook, you can find me, just search for Pam Forrester. I think I'm typically, I got in so early that I'm Pam Forrester 1, I think. I wasn't the only Pam Forrester, but I'm Pam Forrester 1, and then I'll also post some on Instagram, which I am, I believe, TMFLT Pam. So yep. Twitter, I don't do Twitter as often, I will say, but probably if it goes up on Instagram, it's going on to Twitter too.
This is probably true.
There's that, but I don't know, the 140 characters. I know you can do more now, but
it's like 270 now.
280,
right?
Baby. Yeah, 280. Yeah. It's 140 times two. All right, anyway, let's get into today's topic. Let's have some fun before Pam hits the road. And, of course, we love talking about Walt Disney World, and we love talking about dining. So we're bringing those two things together today. And the situation is this. You may be aware that now they have something called, my phone's going to go off, SIRI shortcuts with the new iOS 12, which means you can make certain things happen because, if this condition is met, then this will happen. If you dive into your iPhone or your Apple device, you can kind of find out about that. But anyway, before that, there was something called if this, then that, which is basically like I said, an if and a then condition. And I thought we did this way back in 2015. It's episode 850 with kind of Walt Disney World planning in general. But I wanted to narrow it down to the Walt Disney World restaurants, because I know a lot of us, when we get ready to plan a Walt Disney World vacation, one of the first things we think about after our resort, and for some of you guys, before your resort, we're worried about ADRs because Disney's trained us 6 months in advance is the perfect time to plan where you're going to have dinner. And that's what we do. We're good Disney fans. We do what they tell us, and we plan the perfect vacation. So sometimes, and this happens sometimes, even at 6 months out, we go like good little kitties at 7 a.m. Eastern time. We get on the app. Sometimes we have an iPad, iPhone. We have our computer. We have a phone. I mean, we're just like, it's mission control. We've all been there, right? And you're like, we're going to all eat at Be Our Guest restaurant, the 12 of us. It's going to be awesome. You get on there, boom, there's no ADRs for that day. What? Okay, so you can't make a reservation there for a specific day. All is not lost. Pam Forrester has said this many times. She is wise. That your vacation will not be ruined by not getting that perfect ADR. Even though it seems like it, and some message boards will tell you that is the case, all has been lost 6 months before you've ever stepped foot into a Disney, onto property. Mm-hmm. It's not lost. So today, what we're going to do, we're just going to have some fun like we do on Fridays, and we're going to get your feedback on Facebook, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. If you can't get a particular restaurant, what is something that is similar that will fit the bill as close as possible? So how we're going to do this is one of us is going to throw out a restaurant. The other two are going to have to come up with something that fits the bill as closely as possible that you could probably get in lieu of that original reservation. So let's start off with what I just said. Be Our Guest. Of course, themed restaurant, table service at night in the Magic Kingdom, story of Belle and the Beast. It's very themed. A lot of people want to eat here. It's one of the hardest to get ADRs right now at Walt Disney World. So if you can't get that one, Ricky, where could you go to get a similar dining experience that's going to be an easier to get ADR, which anything will be easier than Be Our Guest, I think, at this point.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. So I am actually going to go with Akershus at Epcot, because you are actually going to get to see princesses, which you do not get to see at Be Our Guest. At Be Our Guest, you get to see the Beast, which I know that, you know, unfortunately, that's the only place you get to see the Beast. But with Akershus, you at least get to dine with the princesses. And I believe Belle is there. I hope she is. So I actually haven't had I haven't eaten at Akershus before, so I need to probably do that. I think that that's probably a good option for those who are looking for kind of a princessy kind of feel.
I like that. I've been to Akershus many, many times. Belle, the last time I was there, Belle, like, you met her and got a picture with her before you actually went in. It was kind of like a pre-show little thing. Got a little picture with Belle, then you got to go back in and eat, and all the princesses came around. I think it was about five princesses in total. I like that. So, Pam, what do you say? Can't get Be Our Guest. What's your contingency? Alan says, always have a contingency. Amen.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah, you need it. That's right. So I'm going to say that if you can't get Be Our Guest, why not try 1900 Park Fair? For a few reasons. First of all, it's located near the Magic Kingdom, so you'll still be able to take a monorail ride over to 1900 Park Fair, located at the Grand Floridian. It is a true character meal experience in that you'll be able to see Cinderella and also her evil stepsisters, which are awesome. And just a unique character experience. It still has good food. I think that 1900 Park Fair, in terms of food quality and different items being available, has, you know, a really good buffet in that space. And then you'll be able to take the monorail right back to the Magic Kingdom and enjoy the rest of your evening there. So you'll be able to experience that.
That's right. Okay. And Jennifer backs you up. 1900 Park Fair is what she says is a good alternative to Be Our Guest. All right. So if you can't be our guest, you got two good options in Akershus or 1900 Park Fair at Disney's Grand Floridian. All right, Ricky, give us a restaurant that's kind of tough to get. And Pam and I will see what we can come up with.
Well, so I am actually going to go with, say you can't get a reservation for Pam's favorite, Homecoming. So we all know Homecoming has been super popular lately. I mean, we keep talking it up, so people keep going there. for example, say you can't get that Homecoming delicious, delicious food. Where are you going to go?
So we're looking kind of fancy, greasy spoon, like stuff, yes, that, like artery cloggers. Okay, let me think. Okay, go ahead, Pam.
Yes. All right, I'm going to go with Pam first.
I'm going to go ahead and say, why not head over to Port Orleans Riverside and go to Boatwright's, because you'll still be able to get, like, ribs. I believe they have a fried chicken dish as well there. They have cornbread that comes to the table. Hello,
nice cornbread.
But they have some, like, stick to your ribs kind of food. I think, you know, they have shrimp and grits. They have stuff like that. It's like a Southern cuisine sort of style. And you could maybe see Yeehaw Bob too, if you hit that right. So there's still going to be a little nightlife for you to enjoy too. And we've had some decent meals at Boatwright's. I think it's an interesting venue and has some great choices.
Boatwright's is definitely a hidden gem. If you haven't been there lately,
as
give
long
it
as you
a
can
shot.
Get the reservation, yes. Right?
they are one of those restaurants that are huge, and they absolutely cap the number of reservations that they allow to have in there. Because you're like, can I go sit down? And half the restaurant's empty, and they're like, nope.
It kind of makes you feel like Elvis, like you have the place to yourself, you know?
Right?
That's how I think about it. Craig came up with the first thing that crossed my mind was Trails Inn, because it's that kind of homey food, you know, down the kind of Southern stuff. That's a buffet, though. It's going to save you some money if you go to Trails Inn, that you can eat all you want, but I like that. I was also thinking in the general area of Homecoming, the Boathouse. Now, the Boathouse is, you know, it's if you want a good burger or something, of course, it's not the exact same kind of food, but it's going to be, you're not rolling out of the Boathouse with any kind of hunger pains at all. You're going to be stuffed. You're going to have great food in that same location, and it's just something to think about, because I think a lot of people discount the Boathouse, but I know it is very, Very good. All right, Pam, so give us a restaurant that may be a little tough to get, and Ricky and I'll try to come up with some alternatives.
Okay, so I'm taking us away from table service for a moment to talk about something else. So you're in the Magic Kingdom. Pecosville has a line outside the door. Like, you are no way standing in this line. And you know we've all seen that happen. Where are you going to go, Ricky?
Oh my gosh, this is hard because Pecos Bills is so good at waiting in the stupid line.
I know. I pay somebody to just jump them in line because I want my fajitas.
Right? I mean, absolutely. Okay. So if I can't get Pecos Bills, I think I'm going to go with, I mean, if you're looking for fixins, I'm going to go with Cosmic Rays. You have a lot of choices at Cosmic Rays. The menu is pretty varied over there. They always have kind of a secret menu option as well. So there's that. And you can really choose something for the whole family. Because like I said, their menu is vast and huge. And it's not the same type of food, obviously, because there's not that Tex-Mex-y style food anywhere else at the Magic Kingdom. I think that that's going to be at least an option that will satisfy the family. Plus, it's got an all-you-can-eat toppings bar, just like Pecos Bill does.
That's a good choice.
Mike. See, the thing about Pecos Bill's, I'm assuming like you want to stay counter service Magic Kingdom because you don't want to go too far to kind of replace it. Yeah. The thing about Pecos Bills is it's really filled a niche in the last couple of years with that Tex-Mex. You know, I think that, you know, I'm not the only one that likes Mexican food a lot. Americans love that stuff. And so I think that it's really hard to come up with a plan B for Pecos Bills because you're not going to find anything similar to Mexican that I can think of in the Magic Kingdom. So I like your comparison there, Ricky, that Cosmic Rays has the Fixins Bar, as does Pecos Bills. I would say, man, for me, because if we're going counter service to counter service, I just go to Columbia Harbor House. Totally different, but I mean, you know, just it's high quality counter service, but that one's always crowded too. But that's what I would do. It's not a very good answer because it's really hard to kind of match the cuisines because there's not anything else like it. But Columbia Harbor House and Pecos Bills are my favorite.
And that's what makes Pecos Bills so good, is that it is such a unique option. Unlike anything else that's at the Magic Kingdom, which is why it's so popular, because seriously, it's super unique, but also very delicious.
And Craig's offering up Jennifer's offering up a Skipper Canteen, again, table service, but exotic and not super exotic, but I mean, different than your theme park food typically, but good call there. All right. So I'm back up. I'm going to throw out, and this is one that you can usually get. It's not a hard ADR, but I just want to throw it out there for, you know, to be kind of devil's advocate here. Say you want a really good steak meal say you wanted to go to Le Cellier. Okay, you wanted to go to Le Cellier, can't get in. That was the case, say, 2-3 years ago. That was kind of one of the common situations. Not so much anymore now that it's a signature restaurant. But you want to go to Le Cellier, you're blocked out. Where are you going to have that meal, Pam? It's something similar.
I am going to Yachtsman.
I knew you were going to Yachtsman.
And I think I'll have a better experience, actually.
Absolutely.
So for a few reasons. First of all, you know, Yachtsman is just a walk outside of the International Gateway from Epcot. So even if you're planning on spending the evening at Epcot, you can still just walk right outside the International Gateway, walk over to the Yacht Club, and have your meal there. So it's really still within striking distance of Epcot. In addition, I think that Yachtsman just as far as steak goes, it's a good steak option on property. We've always had great service there. They have things besides steak. They always have a seafood option. They have great appetizers. They have good desserts if you ever make it that far. I don't know how you're going to, because they also have the best rolls in the world with those onion rolls. And they also have, usually they bring a different kind of bread as well. So, and they have roasted garlic that you can spread all over it. It's so good. So anyways, lots of great reasons to choose Yachtsman, but yes.
All right, Ricky. So Canada.
La Cellier.
Okay. La Cellier is what you're looking for. Yachtsman off the board. What's another option?
Well, I'm going with Liberty Inn. No, I'm just joking, because they do have have a steak, and if you're, we've had this discussion, if you're getting the steak, you're making a terrible life choice. Do not get the steak.
What about the ABC commissary? I think they have a steak too.
Stay with ABC commissary. Don't get a counter service steak. I feel like I need to put that on a shirt.
Gonna be freaking magical.
What is it? It's not freaking magical. Ricky's been putting everything on a shirt lately, so go ahead.
No, so I'm going to go. I actually have two choices. They are not nearby necessarily, but they are at Disney Springs. I'm going to go with the Boathouse first, because I know that the Boathouse is known for having delicious steaks. But if you really want a steak, like the steak experience, I'm going to suggest STK Orlando, which is really actually very close to the Boathouse as well. But obviously STK, the name stands for steak. So they are going to have some of the best steaks probably that you can get. So it's not a place that a lot of people go to, obviously. So it'll be very easy to get in. But I think STK is going to be a great option if you're looking for a good steak dinner.
All right. And Craig in the chat gave us Coral Reef. He said actually a great steak there last time they were there. Coral Reef, I think, is a hidden, like, it's not popular and it's not... I don't think it's outstanding, but I think it's trending slightly in the right direction from what I hear from people. I haven't been there in years. I loved it when I went there, but it was years ago, just because I felt like I was like in a 70s or 80s sitcom. It was the one where the person was in the tank.
Yes, it was. It was a Boy Meets World.
Yes.
I think Full House did.
Yeah, I like that kind of stuff, so that's why I ate there and I loved it. I mean, the food was fine, and the tanks, you know, entertaining. You're eating fish while you're watching fish. That's kind of weird. But, so that's an option. And also Jennifer said Shula's, which I've heard really good things about. Never been there. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. I have heard excellent things about Shula's. I always forget about the dolphin and the swan for restaurants. I always forget about them. But there, Shula's, I've heard excellent things about for sure.
Oh, and Alan throws in that Rose and Crown now has a New York Strip back on the menu. So he says that's right across the way. All right. So, Ricky, give us another restaurant that might be tough. And Pam and I'll see what we can help you with.
Well, that was actually going to be my choice, was Rose and Crown. So that's kind of funny that that was posted. So we all know Rose and Crown is super, the fried fish and the chips and the shepherd's pie, just delicious food. So if you can't get in, and we all know how hard it can be to get into Rose and Crown, especially closer to that Illuminations time period, may it ruin. So are you guys going to make your reservation, Mike? I'm
All right, you're breaking up there
a
little bit.
I guess you don't need to make a reservation. So, yeah, where are you going?
Okay, so let me think. You're breaking up a little bit, but I think I got you. So, Rose and Crown on. Okay, so let me think. Something similar. So, wow, that's a tough one. So, I'm thinking something in World Showcase, maybe, because that's why you're there. Kind of the same experience. Looking for something a little ethnic, a little bit different than the American fare. I would go, if I couldn't get Rose and Crown, I might go back to, where do we eat on 4th of July? Le Chefs de France? Was that it, Pam?
Yeah.
I liked it. Yeah. I liked it a lot. Now, I was always scared away from this place because I thought it was going to be like only like escargot and stuff that would be too fancy. I had a good steak. It was ironic, really, that we, for the first thing, is we ate it, Le Chefs de France on Independence Day, which was kind of weird, not really celebrating America there by eating in France, but we did. And I had a great steak and potatoes. I mean, think about the all-American meal, steak and potatoes. That's what I had. And it was excellent with a great dessert as well. So I would say go back there because it gives you some, different flair, kind of a different feel. Very nice restaurant. I'm going Le Chefs de France. Pam, what about, that was in French. Pam, what about you?
We. So if I can't get Rose and Crown, I think I'm going to go ahead and try La Hacienda. And the reason why is, like Rose and Crown, La Hacienda has great views of the lagoon. And in addition, you can see Illuminations from there too. And if that was kind of your goal, although the food type is completely different, you're talking some UK food versus some Tex-Mex or more authentic. I think La Hacienda is a little more authentic than Tex-Mex, but some options there. But we've watched Illuminations from there a couple times and really had a great view. And I always remember Mike saying, like, you can't ever see what's on that globe with illuminations. And you're right, you can't. But for some reason, when you're at La Hacienda, you kind of do get a decent view of it. It seems further away, but it's really not that bad. It kind of moves out into that and you kind of do get to see a little more of that globe. So we actually like it. Now, you cannot be guaranteed a seat of illumination. So make sure you take that into consideration when you think about that choice.
And Craig has really the best answer of all, I think. Very, yeah, very good thinking. Raglan Road is an alternative to Rose and Crown. Same type atmosphere, same type food. That's the one. That's
the one.
Yes. Good call. I'm glad Craig's here tonight. He's paying attention. Star for Craig. All right, Pam. Give us a restaurant, Pam, and we'll see what we come up with.
So let's say that you want to have a really nice night out and you want to eat at one of my favorite locations, California Grill, and you cannot get a spot. Where are you going? And Mike, I'll throw it to you first.
So here's my thing. I haven't done a lot of the fancy restaurants. Like, I've never done California Grill, but just because my wife doesn't tend to like the, you know, the fancier type restaurants. We're more of just the down the middle, which is kind of nice for my wallet, which I never complain about. And I never push this because it would just cost me more money, even though I like to have experiences like this. I would say something like, if you can't get California Grill, and again, I haven't done these restaurants, but I'm just thinking from what I've heard from friends and other folks, maybe a Citrico's or a Narcoossee's, because you're right there in the Magic Kingdom Resort area, fancy dining at both. And I think the dining at all three of those locations is just as much about the experience as it is the food, while the food is great. But if I had to pick something that I've personally been to, I would go to Jiko, because that, again, is an experience at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. Very high quality food, a little bit different. And it's definitely kind of the date night feel when you go there. It's not just dinner. It's an experience. It's a night out with your significant other. So I go Jiko, but, you know, if I had to go with anything, I'd say Citrico's or Narcoossee's over at the Grand Floridian. So what do you say, Ricky? What do you got?
Well, I hate that you stole mine. So I hate you so much. I am going to, it's not in the area, obviously. It's in a theme park, but I'm going to go with Tiffin's. I have dined there before. I think that it's a very elegant experience for the theme park. I think the food is very different. You're not going to get sushi there. If you're looking for sushi, head over to the Polynesian for Kona. But if you're looking for kind of that elegant style meal, I think Tiffin's has a lot for guests. Plus, then you can take advantage of their Rivers of Light dining package, and that means you get to get two for one. So you get a show. You get the show. See? You get the show like you would get at California Grill with the fireworks. Yeah. You just get a different type of show. I win! I totally had that in my mind when I was coming up with it.
You win, except for the fact that you got to watch Rivers of Light. Oh, just kidding.
Oh, I actually like Rivers of Light. So.
I'm just kidding.
That likes it, so it's fine.
I'm just joking. All right. So, and Craig says Victoria and Albert's, minus the attire requirements.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really want to go all in, I mean, there you go. They won't let me within 10 feet of that place.
Yeah.
I just walked past it one time in April, and they're like, beep, 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 get him away. This guy doesn't have enough glass. All right. So, Ricky, did you give your second restaurant?
I have given my second
one. Okay, so it's my turn again. Okay, so here we go. I think this is an interesting one. Say you, and this is not one that's hard to get into, but say you wanted to get into Via Napoli. You want some pie. You want some pizza. But you can't get in. What's your alternative? What's your, if this Via Napoli is unavailable, then what? What are you going to do, Pam? Going for some pie.
Oh, man, because I find Disney World to not be the best place to get pizza in general, except for Via Napoli. I do like that style of pizza. I'm going to go ahead and say, let's head over to Trattoria Al Forno, because they not only have the pizza window now, but they also have, you can get pizza inside the restaurant. They have a few different things from which to choose. And it's a decent option. I don't think it's a Via Napoli style pizza or have that kind of thing. But if I'm looking for pizza, that might be the location that I would go ahead and choose.
You know, and I'll say over at Viennapoli, or not Viennapoli, at Trattoria Al Forno, that they still have, and Scott has confirmed this, they still have, because we had this over marathon weekend a couple of years ago, maybe last year, a couple of years ago, I can't remember, but we went to Trattoria Al Forno two of the four mornings, and they have like a, like, it's kind of like a Hot Pocket, but it's a it's like a pizza Hot Pocket. That thing is
breakfast
huge.
Calzone.
Yes, that's what it is. It is so good. That thing is so stinking good. I mean, that thing is just, that's worth living. So I'm just saying, if you go there, get that for breakfast. All right, Ricky, so what do you say? You're looking for some pie. Where are you going?
I think Craig and I are on the same wavelength, because he's suggesting Blaze Pizza and I was going to suggest Blaze Pizza. And yes, we do have a Blaze Pizza in Atlanta now, and I go there quite frequently. So Blaze Pizza is a great option. It's kind of like the Chipotle of pizza places, where you can make your pie however you want it to be. Or they have specialty pies that you can choose from, but it's that thin paper crust. They put it in the oven, kind of like they do at Viennapoli. I think that it's a great option. And by the way, it is very reasonable for a pizza at Blaze. So 100% think that Blaze is going to be the best option if you can't get into Viennapoli, because it's way cheaper and it's good pizza, all things considered. But I'm like Pam, most of the pizza at Disney is not very good. So that's, yep. I mean, gosh, that's why they're making Pizza Rizzo seasonal, apparently. So they can't get anybody in there.
Pizza Rizzo was the worst pizza of anywhere on property, I think. It was just,
don't hate it, but again, I apparently have poor taste, so.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like it was bad, but it was just like, it was like something you get served in like a school cafeteria or something. There was just not a lot of pop to it.
It wasn't high quality pizza, that's for sure.
No. But you know what? I loved the feel of Pizza Rizzo, it was a wedding reception. It was so weird. Yeah. Like, it was strange.
It's so awesome. I love it. The feel of Pizza Rizzo is fantastic. They just need better food. And I think that probably once Star Wars, Galaxy's Edge opens, they'll probably, have that open more. But if they would just put in better pizza, that place would do so much better. I don't know why they thought, hey, you know what? Let's put in the same awful pizza that we served at Pizza Planet. Let's just keep that rolling. That's fine. That's absolutely perfect.
But here's what I'll say though about Pizza Rizzo real quick. I think that 10 years ago, I mean, this goes back a decade or more, they totally dropped the ball by not having Pizza Planet be an arcade, like just like in the movie. Such a no-brainer. I mean, you could, because if you made that like the arcade from Toy Story, you could get away with cheap, stinky pizza, and that place would have been just crazy popular. I mean, come on.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what they did. They just, I mean, it wasn't the same Pizza Planet that was in the movie.
Yeah, I mean, it needed to be like, it needed to be to the level of like Be Our Guest is to Beauty and the Beast, like that to Toy Story.
Exactly. I bet you money that they made all kinds of money on those video games that they had at Pizza Planet.
Yes.
And that made up for the fact that their pizza was awful. So like people didn't really care as much, meaning like Disney was still getting their money. So, they were seeing returns on Pizza Planet and being like, hey, this place makes money. Let's continue to serve the awful pizza that we have because people will come here. See, ta-da, look at all the money we made. And it was all from the video games. I suspect that's what happened.
Oh, man. It was just, there's a few things that I've always thought that like this had to have been discussed 100 times. Like it, I mean, there's no way they did not think that, you know what, look at this. Like, this is a no brainer. This could be a gold mine. Like, I just want to know, that's where I just want to ask people, like, why didn't it happen? Because it had to have been talked about. Like they went like 25% of the way there with Pizza Planet or what was it called? Pizza Planet?
Pizza Rizzo.
No, before that.
Pizza Planet.
Yeah, I mean, they went like a quarter of the way there. But like you're Disney, go all in like you did on Be Our Guest and some of these other restaurants. Oh, you'd have had a gold mine. But anyway. So, and Blaze, what's the other place in Disney Springs, though, that we're not talking about? The new pizza place. There's a quick service pizza place. What's its name? I can't remember.
Oh, gosh, I'm blanking. Oh, no.
I can't think
of it. I was just thinking of Blaze.
I know there's another one, though.
Pizza Ponte.
Okay, I'm just going to throw that in there as an honorable mention.
Style is actually more like
That style is more like,
I mean, they do have a thicker pizza as well, but they do have Naples-style pizza, so that may be more like it.
Cool.
But I think it's really expensive for the slice of pizza, so, I mean, I don't know. I think Blaze is still your better option, but if you're looking for more that same style of pizza, then yeah, Pizza Ponte is going to be where you go.
And we now have a Blaze Pizza in St. Charles, like 10 minutes from my house, Mid River Small Drive. It's awesome. All right. So, Pam, we got two more. Pam's up next, then Ricky, then we're letting you loose for the weekend. Give us one, Pam.
Okay. So you are looking for seafood and have Flying Fish reserved. Or not reserved. Sorry. You're looking to dine at Flying Fish, but you can't get it. So you're looking for sort of an upscale seafood option. Where are you going, Ricky?
Okay. So I'm going to go to the Boathouse, hands down. I think that that's the right option. Just the menu is so vast and varied. And they have so much seafood on it. You know, they have oysters. They have, crab. I mean, they have everything. So if you are shrimp, if you're looking for seafood, 100%, that's where you're going to go, I think. And it's good. You know you're getting good seafood there.
So. It's a good choice.
I don't get to go to seafood places ever. The only time I get seafood is on a cruise because it's all included. I never get, then you're killing me. So you'd have coral reef again. That's an option. As high quality, obviously, as Flying Fish. Trying to think around the resorts. I'm trying to think of like a resort option that has good seafood. I don't know, Pam. What about, does California Grill have good seafood?
They do, but you know where I might send you is Narcoosie's.
See, I've never been there. So tell us about that. So give an option for people that are planning.
Narcoosie's has some great options. In fact, one of the things that they're famous for and they've had on their menu for a long time is their surf and turf. But they always have other seafood options. They usually have a whitefish and a tuna option and things like that. But yeah, their surf and turf, it is the butter poached lobster. They do it well there. So consider that one or choose from one of the many other seafood options. And the great thing about Narcoosie's as well is you have that view of the castle and of the fireworks too. So Narcoosie's could sub in for a couple of those things. Oh, and if you have room for dessert, almond cheesecake, boom, you're living life right there.
Sorry if you're listening to this on a run this morning. I apologize.
While you're waiting for dinner like we are. Yes.
I so apologize. Go through McDonald's and get a meal. All right. So, I mean.
No. Why does he name all the awful places to eat? He's Taco Bell, McDonald's. No, people, there are lots better choices.
But everybody's on their way to work right now. It's Friday morning. You know.
You can go lots of other places. You don't have time.
It's on your way to school. All right. So, Ricky, close us out. Give us the situation. Pam and I will wrap it up and then we'll get out of here.
McDonald's. No. So, you know, we've all talked about this. This is seriously one of the hardest places to get that reservation. We talked about it on Wednesday's show, but I'm going with Ohana. I mean, let's be honest. People fight to get this reservation so much. It is such a unique option at Walt Disney World. Hopefully maybe Disney will introduce like a Brazilian option so that it takes some of the pressure off of Ohana and the all you can eat meat. But right now we don't have that option. So Pam, where are you going?
So I was trying to think of some place you could go and still get like the meat sweats.
Yes.
I know, right?
So you know where I'm gonna have you go? How about Beer Garden? You get lots of
meat sweats.
It's great. There's all kinds of different meats. It's like has sort of an ethnic twist, right? It's not like your traditional like steak or burgers or things like that. You get all kinds of wursts, if you will. And they have lots of unique side dishes too. And it's an all you can eat kind of place. And it's kind of loud and rowdy like Ohana. So I think you can sub that in. Be like, so tonight we are not having an Asian themed meat-based meal. Dinner.
We are having a
German-based. And plus they both have meat-based sausages. Dinner.
That's true.
That is the perfect. That's the perfect answer. I'm telling you.
Nobody thinks about Beer Garden, but you're right. If you're really looking for the meat sweats, Beer Garden is the right answer for that question. If you can't get Ohana, I think that's perfect.
See? Beer Garden is so good. Beer Garden is so good. I love Beer Garden.
You got to go when it's cold, though. It's not someplace you can go. In the summer.
Care. I mean, Ohana or Beer Garden on a July night, you're dead either way when you walk out of there. I mean, it's just, you're just right. sweating. Like, you got the meat sweats. You're dying.
At least at Ohana, you're getting a salad and some noodles.
That's true. Yeah.
They have salads on the, they have salads,
like,
at Beer
you
Garden.
You know, cold salads, like, that's, you know, true. Potato yes. salad and macaroni and salad.
Lots of sauerkraut.
Oh, man.
Yes, all the sauerkraut you can eat.
That was the perfect option. You know, hey, is it worth, I mean, does this not make enough sense that Epcot should put Brazil in World Showcase just for a Brazilian steakhouse?
Oh, 100%. Gosh, yes. Yes. You
they
know
would sell
they would
out that restaurant every stupid night. I'm telling you. Brazilian food. Yes.
Yeah, they could just throw a, what's that place called? Toscano's? Just throw that in there.
Yeah, Toscano's. Yes, you don't even have to create your own. Just put in that chain. It's fine.
It's fine. It's the place, because I love it. We have one here in St. Charles, and it's
yes.
it's got the little thing. It's got the red and the green thing. Yeah. And you just, if you yeah. keep it green, yeah. they just keep bringing the meat, man. It's like, finally, that's you just right. got to give in and turn it
they
to
should
red.
Probably put those on the tables at Ohana. They don't have those, do they? They should really put they those should. On the table. That would make life so much easier for Disney, probably.
They should. Yeah. Okay, so, yeah. so real quick, even though Pam's got the best answer, it's over. But I would I say... Teppanyaki in Japan. You can get a good steak. It's prepared there in front of you. You know, you kind of, like, that's I always true. Leave there. I don't know if it's, I think it's more the sodium that gets me there. Like, when I'm
oh,
walking.
Oh, yes, that's true. That's I'm, the I'm sodium in, sweat.
That's it. It's not the meat sweats necessarily, but there's a sweat when you leave a Japanese hibachi place. And I'm always dying when I leave Teppanyaki, and I think it's the sodium killing me. I don't know if it's just the protein, but I don't know. But that's kind of on the same thing. So. What do we think? Kind of fun alternative options for dining? I think we did all right today.
I think so.
I think so too. We came up with some good subs, so for sure.
Absolutely true.
All right.
And so, maybe not so good.
Yeah,
subs,
maybe not so
yes,
good.
We came up with something.
So over the weekend, drop by the Facebook group, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. We'll throw up some of these situations right there on the Facebook page, and you can give your thoughts. What would be a good alternative to this? You guys can throw your own up there, and we'll just have a conversation over the weekend. But it's fun to plan ADRs, and, you know, not all is lost when you can't get the perfect ADR, because really there is no perfect ADR. There's lots That's of new right. experiences out there for you. So don't forget, today's episode brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Like I said at the top of the show, so much happening right now. You got the early, get this, 2020 Disney Cruise Line sailings. That's crazy to think about 2020, but right now, put down that deposit. Get the best staterooms at the best prices with Disney Cruise Line. Sailing out of, what I like to say, Nolens. When I call into Disney Cruise Line over the past week, I say, oh yeah, that's a sailing out of Nolens. They say New Orleans.
And
no,
Nolens. Hates you.
Well, they, yes, I know them pretty well. They know me when I call in, and they're like, "Oh man, it's Mike."
Oh no, that's man. That Mike guy again.
That's yeah. exactly what they yeah. say. But you know what? You get a great onboard credit, the best prices out there. You know, Panama Canal. That's a great sailing, and it's actually I've helped some people get this cruise. For the length of that cruise and for the stuff you get to see, it's still a great deal. Here's what I want to say real quick about Disney Cruise Line. It's a premium cruise line, right? You're getting a great, mm-hmm. one of the best cruise lines on the sea. You're getting that. You're getting the Disney name. But here's what I want to think. You know, you got to think about it this way. When you're thinking about planning a Disney cruise, think about a Walt Disney World vacation at a deluxe resort with the deluxe dining plan. That's kind of what I want to kind of think of, because, you know, you're getting great dining, some awesome dining. You're getting a deluxe accommodation on a beautiful ship. But more than that, you're going amazing places and getting cultural experiences. You're getting things you can, you're getting the shows, you're getting the, it's just, that's the way I kind of think about it. Think about a deluxe hotel, deluxe dining plan, but you're getting even more than that with Disney Cruise Line. So just drop by themagicforless.com today, fill out that free no obligation quote, see about taking a cruise in 2020. Great time to get that, you know, and here's the thing about that too, no risk, because put down the deposit. If it doesn't work out, you still have to your final payment date to cancel and get that deposit back. So lock into that great rate now. I'm just telling you, I just wanted to get a great vacation at a great price. And you can do that over at the Magic for Less Travel. Thanks again to everybody who supports the show with our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. We really do appreciate that. So it takes one or two extra seconds, but it really does help support what we do. So again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. And of course, the Facebook page is there, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. It's all convoluted, whatever. All right,
one
so
of
Pam,
those things. Pam, wherever.
We're sending you out to the West Coast, Alani and Disneyland. So you have safe travels and have a great time. We can't wait to follow
yes.
along.
Yes. Thank you. So much fun.
So looking forward to it. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram and kind of a little Twitter.
All right, we'll do that. All right, so Ricky and Pam, for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe. M-I-Z, roll tide, see you down in T-Town, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.